Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 27 and verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord." When we become impatient and react without thinking, we can do damage to ourselves and to others. Sometimes when we pray and God doesn't respond quickly enough, we can decide to take things into our own hands and things get worse as a result. When God tells you to wait, He's saying, "Trust me with the timing, the ways and the means, and you'll get a better result." David wrote in Psalm 27, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now, it can be tough to wait on the Lord. It's much easier in the heat of the moment to lose your calm. But stop and look back. How did the hasty and prayerless decisions that you made in the past turn out? Do you think this situation will be different? Not a chance. So what do you want? Temporary relief or a permanent solution? Haste makes waste. When you act in haste, you do things that you end up regretting and having to apologize for, or worse, justifying. Impulsiveness got King Saul into pretty serious trouble. Instead of waiting for the prophet Samuel to arrive and the priest to offer a peace offering to God, ensuring their victory over the Philistines, Saul grew impatient, usurped the role of a priest, and he offered the sacrifice himself. When Samuel asked him why, he replied in 1 Samuel 13 verse 12, "I felt compelled." And the result? Samuel said to Saul, "You've done foolishly. Now your kingdom shall not continue." So Vision's word for today is wait on God.
The word for today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.